This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. Do you ever find yourself watching Food Network or some other channel's cooking show? I mean, these days I don't cook as much as I used to, but I'm still fascinated with the skills, the ingredients, the techniques, the business of food. And I'm not alone. Some high school students in Detroit are as well, and they're signing up for the Detroit Food Academy. With us are Jen Rusciano, the co-founder and executive director of the Detroit Food Academy, and Brandon Johnson, who just graduated from Cody High School Medicine and Community Health Academy. He participated in the Detroit Food Academy last year. He's now a junior facilitator. So, Jen, let's start with, how did the program start?
That's a great question. So our program started back in the spring of 2011. We were a short experience at a high school in Southwest Detroit to invite students to use the entrepreneurial model to come up with a creative way to convince their peers to try some fruits and vegetables. So we had a fun opportunity where students decided that they would create a business selling mangoes on a stick.
So I heard about mangoes on a stick.
They're pretty good. Putting a little bit of chili and lime on a mango and set up a table in their cafeteria and sold 300 mangoes in about 3 hours to all their peers, kind of bunking this whole myth of, young people don't want to eat foods that are good. And we realized that really what was so key in that was not necessarily the foods that were eaten, but the fact that young people were participating in making decisions about what they ate and what was available and creating the businesses that met the need their peers had.
So how does this work now? I mean, do the students have to go to a central location to attend classes? Do you go to their schools? And how many kids are participating?
We are now in 10 high schools all over the city of Detroit. We go to students at their high school after school, and we bring a plug-and-play kitchen, a kitchen in a box, and we set up in any classroom, and we get together throughout the week, and we cook and eat, we talk, we take field trips, and we have this overarching project of students identifying something that they want to change in the city or in the food system and building a business to meet that need. So students make a delicious value-added product, maybe salsa, maybe muffins, all kinds of things. And then in the summer, we run a summer program where students launch that business at farmers markets.
I want to talk to you about that a little later. Brandon, when you were in the program, how much did the students know about the food business before getting involved with the Detroit Food Academy?
Our school is based around medicine and community health, so we kind of like knew what it was. It was just they came and they showed us like, well, did you know that this is also healthy, even though you might have thought that it was unhealthy? So it was kind of like they knew, but they were just like Detroit Food Academy came and enriched it more.
How different was the program once you got involved than what you expected? I mean, I would think, it's like culinary school, but this doesn't sound like that's what it is at all.
So when I got into it, it was just so different. I thought, like, maybe we just gonna be cooking. But when I went in there, it was kind of more of healthy cooking. So it was more of a way of teaching you how to take things that you would think of unhealthy, say, of a cookie. You'd be like, okay, cookies aren't healthy. They'll come in and they'll teach you how to cook it, but it wouldn't be on just a beginner's level. It'd be more of on a mainstream.
More nutritional, more.
Yeah.
So what about the business part of it? I mean, that sounds like a missing part of culinary school, maybe. I don't know.
So the business part, they basically came in and like we made a product, and we, just how Jen said, to promoting the mangoes on the stick. Just at Cody, we made Pop-Tarts and we were like selling them to the kids in our school, but they didn't know that they were like healthy Pop-Tarts. They thought that they were like, maybe these just are unhealthy things. So it was basically, they taught us like supply and demand. Like basically, when you make it, you still have to make a profit off of being able to sell it. So basically, the business part was more of getting you ready to be able to sell a product, I would say.
So how do these skills translate for these people who take the course and then go out in the real world?
Yeah, we definitely see ourselves as a youth leadership program. So we think food business is this great vehicle that really invites young people to have an idea and see it through. But those skills translate into any industry, any personal project that you might want to take on. It really is, how do you have a vision? How do you bring values into it? How do you ask, how it impacts people and planet in addition to profit, which is our triple bottom line business model? And then seeing it, kind of thinking 360 degrees around it and seeing it through, whether you're in the food world or whether you've moved into education or medicine, there's a lot of ways that I think we emphasize confidence and creative thinking that go far beyond just the kitchen.
Now, the summer program, I understand that you set up a pop-up at Eastern Market, or maybe some of these young folks can get involved with working for a chef or seeing or observing a chef. Tell me a little bit about how that works and how many different places you're able to locate kids during the summer.
Sure. So we run a 6-week summer program. We invite students. So we have usually around 200 or more students who are in our school program. They apply to be part of the summer. This past summer, we had 25. And they had the choice of either launching their food business that they created in the school year at farmers markets around the city. So we were at Eastern Market, the Corktown Farmers Market, Northwest Detroit Farmers Market. Or they could intern with a local chef and work as a team to learn both from that chef directly in their business and to build a gourmet menu that they then launched at a cooking competition we hold at the end of the summer.
Oh, that's fun. That sounds like fun. Now we're talking about like the contests on the Food Channel or something. I want to ask you both one last question. Is the Detroit Food Academy the kind of program that other schools could implement with the help of local people in the food business in their cities?
That would be our hope. So we're always looking to grow. We always have more interest from schools and students than we can meet. And I think the opportunity to gather around food and to cook and to invite people in who have knowledge and you know, connection to the food community, that's open wherever you are in the state, in the country. And I really think that food is just such a powerful tool for touching on everything from health to identity to history to what we want to see built in the future. And it's just a great medium for talking about things that are important for whatever is coming up in your community. So I do hope other schools would want to implement a similar model.
Brandon, will that work? Do you see obstacles to making it work in other schools?
I think with everything, there's like obstacles, but I think with Detroit Food Academy, because it's food and food is such a universal thing that any school can do it if they have like the right people going along.
That's Brandon Johnson and Jen Rusciano. They're with the Detroit Food Academy. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you.
Thank you.